Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady to firm today on another round of snowfall overnight and into the day. Terminals called steady to firm with top prices from $34 to $44. Peoria called a dollar higher today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for February 5th, 2008, negotiated swine purchases were 16,179. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $45 to $58. The weighted average, $53.97, a gain of 66 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.44 to $44.85, the weighted average $42.41. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $21,481. The base price range was $48 to $60.70, the weighted average $57.44, a gain of 93 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.54 to $45, and the weighted average was $43.25. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. And Ed, as I was going down to Casey yesterday, the landscape looked more like Minnesota than Illinois.
How's that?
A lot of puddling, a lot of like little lakes all over the fields.
Oh, okay, the northern Minnesota, because in the ag report I'm thinking of, you know, the fields of Minnesota.
Yes.
To the south. I mean, yeah, northern Minnesota, okay, the land of lakes. Anyway, we have a lot of puddles, a lot of water. It's a good thing we don't have crops to deal with right now, or we'd be talking about crop damage due to just fields being soaked and flooding and all that. As it is, there's been some problems for some producers with flooding. Of course, earlier in January, all the flooding around Watseka, and now some other areas have joined in all of the action. But we had a rapid snow melt and a lot of rain. And I misspoke on my last weather broadcast. I gave the rainfall total for our unofficial gauge that usually underreads. Our official measurements, starting from the morning of the 31st through this morning, our total is 4.28 inches, and that compares to an entire monthly average of 2.01 for February. January's average is a little bit under that. So typically, January, February combined, our average is about 4 inches. And in the last 6 days, we've picked up over 4 inches of rain. And that's the equivalent of a little more than 2 months of winter precipitation. So we're well above average to start this year. And we're only the 6th of February. We're going to get more precipitation as we go through the month. So the bottom line is the ground is soaking up a lot of moisture. Of course, some of the ground is frozen, so it's not all soaking in. And some of it came down so fast, a lot of it will run off. But even with that, we're talking about a lot of liquid precipitation, a lot of snow melt, subsoil moisture going into this growing season should be adequate to excessive. So there should be no worries about a dry start to the growing season. Now, of course, if it keeps raining on into the planting season, then that's a problem getting crops into the ground. And we're not going to worry about that at this stage. That's way too far out to determine. But once the crops are in the ground, there's at least some subsoil going into this season to work with, regardless of what the weather does later in the season. As far as our weather over the next few days, we're going to have some changing back to cold weather here, and there's going to be a snowstorm for areas north of where I'm speaking from in Champaign-Urbana, it does look like some snow will be locally heavy across portions of northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin into southern lower Michigan later this afternoon into this evening. It's already snowing pretty hard yet again in eastern Iowa. They didn't have they didn't lose all of their snow cover yet, but they've had a sufficient blanket of snow form, including a couple nights ago, Keokuk County getting a foot of snow in eastern Iowa. More snow falling out that way, so eventually it'll melt, and that will mean subsoil moisture for them as well. Turning to the southern hemisphere, we don't have any big changes in the forecast at all. It looks like rain is heading toward the driest areas of South America, starting tomorrow and continuing into the weekend, so that should help out on some of the areas that have been dry, which includes southern Brazil, Rio Grande do Sul, for example, also around the country of Paraguay and eastern Argentina. Those have been the driest areas, and it looks like they're going to be getting some rain. But after this weekend, they may turn warm and dry again, so I'll have to monitor that. Drier weather is going to be pushing into some of the northern areas of Brazil, including Mato Grosso, and Mato Grosso really needs some drier weather. They've been too wet of late, so improving conditions as we've been forecasting for the Brazil and Argentina growing areas here over the next week. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 1070 and a half, up 20 and a quarter. Last trade up 30. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 1017 and a half, up 14 and a half. Last trade up 30. The July opened at 936, up 1 and a half. Last trade up 13 and a half. March corn opened at 510, up 3 quarters. Last trade up 3 and a half. July, 532 and 3 quarters, down a quarter. Last trade up 1. December, 532 and 3 quarters, up a quarter. Last trade up 3. March beans opened at 1329 and a quarter, up 6 and a quarter. Last trade up 15. July opened at 355, unchanged. Last trade up 14 and 3 quarters. January open at 1295, down 1, last trade up 5. March soybean meal open at 353.80, up 70, last trade up 350. March soybean oil opened at 55.34, down 6, last trade up 39. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Well, it is a vibrant wheat market in Kansas City, and it's pulling everything else along for the ride. Does that continue at least today?
Well, Dave, I don't think this wheat thing's over. The Canadians announced yesterday, obviously, that they're going to have a shorter wheat crop than they had anticipated to start. China's having a horrible, horrible winter over there. Their wheat and rape crop's in trouble. India is burning up. Their wheat and rape crop's in trouble. So, you know, I don't think the wheat thing is over by a long shot. Our hard red wheat area in the west is also suffering a little bit. If you look at the condition reports, a lot of poor to very poor, a lot more than I'd like to see. There's nothing very excellent, that's for sure. So all of this is bleeding over, and you know, obviously, the Minneapolis market is going to be the leader right now because they can still plant wheat in the spring. So that's what we're looking at for wheat.
Are you thinking that $15 beans and $5.50-plus corn is a reality?
I think it's a possibility. I think right now what we're looking at is more like if we can get through that $14 area on soybeans. And, you know, we're going to test the March beans here at 1341 and a half here this week and probably 1304 and a half on the nose. So if we get through that, then $14 and then 15, sure. I think it's a possibility. The thing is when does this thing begin to run out of gas? End users are just about out of the supply they have, and they can't really stay ahead of the rally. So the question remains is when's this usage going to slow down due to price?
Takes us to the ending stocks estimates that came out yesterday. As you looked at those numbers and think about what might happen on Friday, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think we're still going to see a drawing down of stocks. If you looked at the exports yesterday, some of the numbers were off from what everybody thought they should be. But in reality, I think we're going to continue to puke this crop out until this thing tops out, and the government's going to continue to show reduced stocks. Beans are the ones that I'm worried about the most right now. I mean, if they get below 100 million for 09, then that's a problem.
All right, then let's go ahead and get your opening calls for today.
Well, I think you just have to take a look at the overnights and say corn's going to be up 2 to 4. It's basically a follower to beans and wheat, and wheat will call up the limit and beans up 10 to 15.
Wow. Thank you much, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org.